When Jesus Christ walked with us, he spoke in parables. One of the reasons he did was because the people who had thronged him, the people who had come to hear him preach, well, they weren't all there for the same reasons. In fact, people came from all over Judea and Samaria, from Tyre and Sidon, to follow after Jesus Christ. And in fact, this Sunday morning, we have a similar situation all over this city. People are flocking to sit in the presence of the Word of God being taught. Various chapters, various verses, various books of the Bible. But one thing is still true. It was true then and is true now. Not everyone who comes to church comes for the same reason. Amen? Jesus tried to express this point in a parable. He said that the Word of God is thrown out like seed, and the seed lands on the soil. And he says sometimes the seed lands on the hard-packed soil. It's hard-packed because there's been a lot of foot traffic. And before the seed can break into the soil, before it can sink down deep, die, and produce fruit, the birds come in and just pluck it right away. And no fruit is ever produced. He says some soil is not a hard-packed, foot-trafficked path, but some soil is rocky. And so the seed does go in just a little bit, though, because there's so many rocks. There's not enough depth. And so it begins to grow, but then the sun comes out, and the noonday heat scorches that little plant. And then he said some soil was, the seed would go in, but it would go in at just the same depth as the thorns. And all these thorns being just as fertile as that little word seed would come and choke out that plant and no fruit would be produced. But sometimes the word would go into a person, into the soil, down deep into their heart, and it would die there and it would blossom into a tree that would produce fruit 100-fold. Amen. And then his disciples, because they were there for the truth, they wanted to know, what do you mean by this particular metaphor? And so they pressed him, and he took them alongside by themselves, and he said, these people, he pointed, I imagine, he said, these are like those on the hard-packed soil. The word goes out to them every Sunday, but before it sinks down deep, the birds come and take it away. He says, the birds represent Satan. Now, I imagine that this morning there are birds, spiritual birds, metaphorical birds of Satan flying all over this room. Would you agree with me? And there's the Word of God, which is going forth and it is being plucked from your heart. It is going in, as we say, in one ear and right out the other. It is never being allowed to sink down deep and produce any fruit in your life. It's not changing you. It's not transforming you because it's not even getting inside of you. It's being plucked away by the bird of bitterness, by the bird of anxiety, the bird of control. It's being plucked from you by the bird of suspicion and distrust. It's being plucked. But then there's others who have come to church all over the city on Sunday morning, and it's not the birds. The word is sinking in, and they like it. They appreciate it. But the problem is it only sinks as deep as the thorns. And Jesus says those thorns are the cares of this world, the love of money, all those things going on in your life that are good, your family, your career, all the things outside there. The word is getting in, but it's at the same level as those things. And eventually they just choke it out. And I hear you on the phone saying, Pastor, I'm just so busy. I'm just busy. Don't you know we are in a spiritual battle? There are thorns all over this room. Right now, they are choking some of you. The cares of this world, the seed cannot sink in deep because you are so concerned about everything else. Then Jesus said, sometimes it goes in just a little bit because they're stones. And he says, the sun comes up and it's a sun of persecution. And what's interesting, when he told this parable, he said, these, and he pointed to a particular group of people and said, these are the ones who it looks like they're growing, but soon there's going to be a little pressure. And more than likely, he's talking about his own family. There was going to be the pressure of shame and embarrassment, the pressure of family pressure, and they would eventually buckle under the pressure and fall away and produce no fruit. We have those three soils in churches here this morning all over the city. But there is only one soil that the word goes in, and it has to go in deep, deep into your heart. You've got to hear it, listen to it, meditate on it, chew on it, fight the thorns, fight the birds. Deflect the sun and let it go down deep. And I promise you, if the word of God would get down in your soul deep enough and you give it some time, it would change you. You would begin to be transformed into a blossoming tree that would produce fruit 30-fold, 40-fold, 100-fold. But you've got to do battle this morning.